WMCR News. This is Aaron, and here's this week's News Minute. Columbia University student Yunso Chung is suing the Trump administration as she faces deportation for her involvement in pro-Palestinian protests on campus. Chung, 21, came from South Korea to the U.S. at the age of 7 and is a legal permanent resident. The Department of Education says it will reopen student loan payment plans after the American Federation of Teachers filed a motion for a temporary restraining order last week. Processing for the income-driven repayment loans has not yet resumed. Florida's state legislature is advancing a bill to loosen child labor laws. The bill would allow children as young as 14 to work overnight shifts, even on school nights. The bill is a response to the loss of immigrant workers in the state. Be sure to check out MC's Got Talent, Thursday, March 27th at 6 p.m. at the Robert E. Parrilla Performing Arts Center on the Rockville campus. Tickets are $12 at the door and include food and prizes. Check out MC's Top Talent and root for all your favorites. See you there.